This week on Taobh Dearc, the National Irish Language Theatre will host a special evening celebrating the life and tradition of the Aran Islands. Inishmore, Inishmeon and Inishair symbolise much of what is good about Irish heritage, culture and tradition, as well as having their own unique customs and ways of life. Joining us from our Galway studio to tell us more about Arnion Aran, which is the title for this special celebration, we have Eo Quillon and Lasarina Ní Chonéile Fáilte Rivan Verchakov. I'll start with you. A Kerry man up in Galway. Did the islands always hold a kind of a special calling to you from, I suppose, from the northerly point, calling to you, bringing you up towards that western part of the country?
Well, my dad used to drive us out to Dunquin on a Sunday afternoon, Sean, and it was the next parish to America, Boston, on the horizon. And the Great Blasket was just a short way off of the coast, and we looked at it longingly until we were big enough to be taken in there. And it has always since held a special place in my heart.
And at what point then did you get closer to them rather than looking at them from afar?
I suppose I would have been about 9 or 10 when we went in with the Kerry Archaeological Association with the late Monsignor Pádraig Ó Fianachta, who gave us a tour of Bunanvaile, I guess Bárinvaile, the village where the writers resided and where their houses have been refurbished, at least some of them. Mm. But moving to Galway then to study, I first came to Galway in 1982 with Aisteoirí Vreeland, a theatre company from West Kerry. We came to the Taobh Dearc with plays to the Féilean Náisiúnta Drámaíochta. But then in 86, I moved to do a science degree at what was then UCG. And from then on, I have been a fairly regular visitor to the Aran Islands, Inishair, Inishmeann, agus Inishmore, Aran.
Right. And in your case, Lasarina, there was no calling from afar. You were there from the very outset.
You, I was indeed.
You're a native of Inishair.
I am, yes.
But now living in Skiddaw.
I am, yes. Not too far. I can see the islands from my new home.
How aware were you growing up of, I suppose, how special Inishair was? Or what was that feeling growing up on the island?
I just accepted it. I know tourists used to remark at the stone walls, they'd be wondering how come there are stone walls there, but I grew up with them. I saw them every day. Mm. I just accepted it. They grew smaller as I grew taller.
And did you grow up with what is referred to in the title of this special evening, Arnion?
Arnion, yes, it's a nice word. Traditionally, Arnion was a time started around November when it gets chilly and cold. People were more indoors doing light work inside, like knitting and that, and there'd be singing and music and a bit of chat. And that went on maybe until about February when the weather got better again. So it's a lovely idea that the Taobh Dearc had to have this Arnion, but based on music and culture from the Aran Islands, Inishair, Inishmeon and Inishmore. So I was delighted to be invited.
Mm. And hey, is Arnion something that we associate specifically with the Aran Islands, or was it there in Kerry as well?
No, indeed. In Kerry it's referred to as Bohontaíocht, and it's basically the same thing when people would gather by the hearth and listen to each other. And young would learn from old, which is going to be at the centre of this night on the Taobh Dearc stage on Wednesday at 8 p.m, where there was a mixture of ages and younger people learned songs from the older people. People like Joe Heaney, Joe Enu from North Her Igorna, Igonamara. He speaks of learning songs. He speaks of the Cúnioch, the guy that was in the corner with hundreds of songs, and he would sit and listen to him, and that's where he absorbed many of his songs.
Well, was there a cúnioch involved in your learning of Saoine Bhriondála, which is a song you're going to sing for us this evening, Lasarina?
Well, I learned songs from being at home, from my grandmother and my father as well. He would have taught me songs. He's actually going to be, Daro Canela will be actually part of this as well, and Mac Daro Canela, and very fine musicians and singers from Inishmore too. There's Oisín Ó Shaoránaigh and Trasna Villan, who taught me songs too, and Mary O'Malley, very fine poet. And
do you remember where? Do you remember who, if any of them, was involved in teaching you Saoine Bhriondála?
I came across that myself, actually. Mm. I heard Joe Hanley singing it,
Tell us a little bit about Sai before you sing her story.
She's a Mayo woman, and she's it's kind of a courting song. This man, he's telling her that he's great, great sailor and great. Great sailor and great farmer and that, but she's having none of it.
So she has to be persuaded.
She has to.
Well, a rai glat leis an aur an an ish, and we'll hear the rest of the story.
Great. And I just want to say Mac Daro Forth as well will be reciting some poetry, actor as well, in an thai verk. So this is Sauni Vrinilla. Nier yn gysbred hawn i frenola, ach ban yn isgeis cydil o'r chyn i ni. O'r a haw a hawn i frenola, chweslis y stwyr i neilis y mylam. Mos dy bod fôr gael rodd na gael y fe, elech yn ei fod ni hwgen yn ar y gyn. O'r a hawn i frenola, Chweslis y stwyr i neil y symlam. Mos dy bod fôr gydio ni lac yma, Na'r ansiad o chwr y stwy yn o'ch fan yn siad. O'r a hawn i frenola, Chweslis y stwyr i neil y symlam. Ni'n ffalwch y cawl hawn i frenola, A siach o ti'n ddawn gan chael gan wynchile. O'r a hawn i frenola, Chweslis y stwyr i neil y symlam.
Gohaling.
Yeah, gohaling ar ffad. Well, and Neil is a gum fos, or Emmy Sheilesh. Did she give in eventually, do you think? That's Lassel Rina Nicola there, Nicola there singing us the song Sound Nivrenla. Do you think she gave in?
I have a feeling he did. Yeah. She was just sporting with him, and I think there was a good romance and a good courtship and a good marriage.
Yeah, right. Well,
these Mayo women play hard to get, you know, yeah. Sean.
Is that the way of it? Is that speaking from hard experience?
It
now?
Sure is in Galway City once upon a time.
What do you think about, you know, the isolation of the islands and that aspect of the islands, La Serena, perhaps you that have, you know, grew up there? How does that feed in to the creativity and the creative minds of the islands, do you think?
There was always a draw. There are many writers and artists, fine artists that came to the islands. They were drawn to the islands. For example, Sean Keating came out there, and John Millington Singh. And even more recently, Mick O'Dea as well. And there's a very fine art centre on Inisir, Ora Seine. And I've been told there's a waiting list for artists in residence there. Many people want to stay there, even in winter, and get inspiration from the beauty of the islands. Even in my own case, I get a lot of inspiration from the islands when I'm out walking. This must be something in the rocks there, the limestone.
And is it simply an absorption type that goes on, do you think, simply by being in that place, in that space, that there's the creative bones are tickled, if you like?
There's something magical about the islands, definitely, that there's a draw. I'm not sure what my own family is thinking about it. Is it nature or nurture? Mm. Because there are artists and writers and musicians in my own family as well. But definitely the islands do have...
It's part of it.
That, yes, yeah. Nature and nurture.
Aspect. Of course, yes. You yourself, you went out specifically with Martin Jamesy, the Druid actor, to do a profile with him for TG Car. Was that on one of the islands themselves?
A lot of it was filmed in Martin's home townland, which is Fardin an Chirke, the townland of the Oats, which is going west along the island towards Bungaula. And Martin brought us in and showed us where he used to try and mount wild donkeys of a Sunday afternoon and see who'd be thrown first onto the limestone flags.
I hope you got some of that on film. And what about the section of the film Cummer, which we've spoken about a couple of times here on the programme? Yeah, Pádraic Rainey. You filmed that part of that film, didn't you?
Yes, in February of this year, we took visual artist Pádraig Rainey from the north in San Erigararua, Gunamara. He's now living in Moycullen. We took him one wet Friday evening by ferry into Inishmore, and we got up at 5 a.m. and we filmed the first light. And it's a section of the film which has moved a lot of people. And I think it's the colour and the greys, those compressed 40 shades of grey amongst the limestone and the clouds, and Pádraig Rainey's magical description of his inspiration, which he draws mainly from islands off the coast of Ireland and off the coast of Scotland, but mainly from the Aran Islands.
Well, clearly sometimes 40 shades of grey might be better than 50 shades of grey in the case.